genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because we've got a giveaway in this hour for two sandwiches or two salads from Urbane Cafe. Two locations to serve you, one in Ventura in the Barnes & Noble Plaza, the other in Oxnard at the intersection of Gonzales and Rhodes. We'll be giving those away a little bit later, so keep the number handy. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is connecting with people. Each of my guests will explain how his or her subject connects with people. My first guest is a fearless networker who intentionally used networking to build her business. We'll discuss her techniques for attracting powerful relationships, referrals, and results in business from her book, The Intentional Networker. My second guest was steeped in Disney tradition from an early age. He was an original graduate of the Walt Disney Elementary School in Anaheim, California. He has also worked for the Disney Company throughout his career. He'll teach us lessons of how Mr. Disney connected with people based on the years of studying the man. My third guest is an expert in marriage in the post-romantic age. We'll examine workhorse wives, royal children, undersex spouses, and rebel couples who are rewriting the rules of marriage from her book, Marriage Confidential. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question of any of my guests, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Patty DeNunzi, is an award-winning connector and communicator. She has studied, practiced, and taught the art and science of international networking and attracting strategic referrals for over 25 years. Her new book is titled The Intentional Networker, Attracting Powerful Relationships, Referrals, and Results in Business. After 7 years as a marketing communications executive strategist and copywriter, and then 12 years as a freelance writer and consultant, Patty launched her own business, DeNunzi & Company, in 2001. It's a boutique referral firm that helps businesses and organizations connect strategically. In 2008, Patty was selected as one of 40 female entrepreneurs from across North America to be featured in a book, Fearless Women, Fearless Wisdom. And she is also featured expert in the book, 101 Great Ways to Enhance Your Career. Patty holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Clothing, Textiles, and Designs from the University of Wisconsin at Stout, and she's married, has one son, and a golden doodle. Joining us from the greater state of Texas. Hi, Patty. How are you today?
I'm great, Billy. How are you?
I am doing terrific. Thank you so much for being my special guest. Love the fact that you are a world-renowned networker, but I got to start with the obvious question. Come on, another networking book? I mean, what makes The Intentional Networker different from the other networking books that are out there?
That's an absolutely fantastic question. My belief is that people network too much. And there are so many networking books out there that give you the specific techniques on how to decide where you're going to go and meet people and how to exchange pleasantries and exchange the business cards and all of that. And I wanted to be a little bit on the contrarian side and state the fact that I think people sometimes network too much, too enthusiastically, and with a little bit of abandon. And I would like to get people more focused and to become more purposeful, more polished, more prepared, so that they can be more productive in their networking.
Well, isn't that interesting and isn't that refreshing? Because you think that people network too much. Not something that you would expect to hear from a woman who's written a book about networking. So talk to me about that. Why do we need to dial it back a little bit in our networking? Because face it, you know, there are all these networking groups that are out there. And in this economy where your advertising dollar doesn't go very far, everyone is telling you that networking is the way to get new business. Why do we need to dial it back?
Well, I think we need to dial it back because I think, first of all, you need to run your business well and do your job well. And that, to me, is the best form of networking, to do quality work, to keep your promises, to be the person everybody loves to work with and can rely on. And you can't be running your business if you're out networking 24/7. And I don't know about Ventura County, but I know here in Austin there are networking events going on all the time.
Daily.
Weekends. Yeah, it's daily, even on weekends now. And there are so many people that are out and about so much that I sometimes wonder, are you paying attention to your business and your clients? And do you even have clients? So if you see somebody out on the networking trail constantly, what does that say about them? The other thing that I think is that people are spending a lot of money networking. It costs a lot of money to go to some of these events and to be members of all the professional associations and networking organizations. So to get more focused and more purposeful and to find out where are the results really coming from, that's going to save you the most valuable resource, which is time, and it can also help you save some money. So really finding where you're getting the results is the key thing.
Saving time and saving money, that's something every business person wants to do. My guest is Patty DeNussi, author of the book, The Intentional Networker. Now, Patty, you've been in this, as I said in the intro, for over 25 years. So I'm going to ask you to do a little compare and contrast. Is networking different today than it was maybe 5, even 10 years ago? And if so, what are some of those differences?
Oh, absolutely. I think social media has allowed us to stay in touch and to know what's going on in our friends, colleagues, and clients' lives and in their businesses without having to have that face-to-face contact. So there are some efficiencies there. I think it's also expanded our ability to be in touch with more people, which can be a good thing or a bad thing. Just because somebody follows me on Twitter or I follow them doesn't necessarily mean that we're close friends and that I trust that person or they trust me enough to refer business. So it's changed so much, and I would say it's even in the last 2 years with the growing prevalence of social media. And again, it can be good things or it can be bad things. I think face-to-face is still really important, but having other ways to stay in touch is nice.
All right. I'm glad you said that last part, because having other ways to stay in touch is good. But one of the fears that many of the business people listening to the sound of our voice have is that this doing it electronically over the networks, either LinkedIn or Facebook or your network, social network of choice, is a little bit dehumanizing and certainly a little bit less personal than the face-to-face meeting, that ultimately business gets done face-to-face. What do you say to that?
I think that's absolutely correct. I think getting to know people via their social media participation is good. It's another way, like I said, to stay in touch and to observe people's actions and their words and their brand. But ultimately, it's face-to-face. And I don't know if you're familiar with this, but there's a principle called Dunbar's principle.
No, what is Dunbar's principle?
Dunbar's principle came out of Dunbar, I think, was a professor at Oxford, and he did this study, and what it states is that we can really only have close relationships with about 150 people. So my question would be, who are the 150 people that you want to stay in touch with?
Ah, that's interesting. I had heard of the principle. I did not know that it was Dunbar's principle. So you think narrowing it down, really ratcheting it back to about 150 people that you work with or that you deal with on an intimate basis is the way to go?
I think that that's a very manageable number. If you wanted to bump it up to 200, that's fine. But think about it. How many people can you have coffee with in a given year? How many people can you go have lunch with? How much time is it going to take to stay in contact with 1,000 people? I mean, do the math. You'd be on the phone all day long. You'd be out all day long. And, again, you may not be minding your business, taking care of the things you need to take care of with your clients.
My guest is Patty DeNussi, and Patty, that makes a lot of sense. So you've been doing this for 25 years, so give us an idea of your background. I mean, what makes you an expert in the area of networking and attracting business?
Well, I think it's my most recent company, which is DiNucci & Company, the referral business. I started that business in 2001 at the recommendation of a business coach friend. She watched how I did business, and she noticed that I was able to attract far more business than I could possibly process in my company. And so I referred a lot of the overflow and things that I didn't do very well or didn't focus on out to other people. And she said, why not make that a business, which I did. And that meant that I was giving referrals for a living. And if you're going to give referrals for a living, you better be really good at it and better know how to attract the people that can fulfill the requests from your clients and know how to pick out quality in people, how to really see those tangible and intangible traits. So I was out networking a lot, and I started to get interviewed by the local media and asked to speak about networking, and it was something I just sort of fell into.
Interesting how your career evolves over time, and that certainly is the case with you. But let's go back to this referral business and being certain about the referrals that you give, Patty, because I think that's a nugget of wisdom right there. How does one become much more confident in the referrals that they give to other people? Because that seems to be a crux to your system.
Yes, it really is. And, you know, I look at it this way. Anytime I give a referral, it's a reflection on me. It's a reflection on my business and my brand. And I really look for the very basic qualities in people that are things like integrity. You've probably heard of Tim Sanders. He's another wonderful author and thought leader, and I heard him speak recently, and he said his grandmother used this phrase, promises made, promises kept. And that's a very, very basic thing. Do the people that you refer business to, do they follow up? Do they do the work? Are they good at what they do? Are they pleasant to work with? Are they honest in all of their dealings? And are they consistently so? So it got down to really basic human characteristics as well as their ability to do the work and do the service in an excellent manner.
My guest is Patty DiNucci. She's author of the book, The Intentional Networker, Attracting Powerful Relationships, Referrals, and Results in Business. So, Patty, who is the book written for, and what challenges are you trying to address for them in your book?
Well, I wrote it primarily for entrepreneurs. I mean, my realm has been being an entrepreneur and working with entrepreneurs, freelancers, consultants, authors, experts, small business owners. So those were the people I had in mind as I was sitting at my computer writing. But I've also been told that it's a valuable book for salespeople, for fundraising people, for those who are job hunters, career changers, and really for anybody who wants to know not only about networking, but just how to be in business, how to conduct oneself. So I'm getting a lot of really fantastic reviews and feedback on it so far.
Oh, good. I'm happy for you on that. And one of the principles that you teach in the book, Patty, is setting your own networking criteria and then creating a plan. And so when I read that, I thought, oh, no, another plan. I've got a marketing plan. I've got an ad plan. I've got a sales plan. Now I've got to come up with a networking plan. Explain what you mean by that and how you would go about doing that so that it just doesn't overwhelm me with all the other plans that I've got in my business.
Well, I think it can be really easy, and I think plans can and should be easy. I mean, I work with a one-page business plan, so this can be as easy as just writing down on a piece of paper or in your journal, you know, what events are the ones that you enjoy the most? Where do you meet the most interesting people that you would love to do business with because you like them and trust them as people? What time of day is the best time for you? My preference there is I prefer luncheons as opposed to breakfast or after-hours events. Are you there to learn? Are you paying attention to what the programs and speakers are? It can be really easy just to write down what works best for you. When do you feel the most comfortable, and when do you get the most results? The other thing to think about is how many times a week can you go to a networking event, and how many times a week can you do lunch or coffee? And it comes down to numbers. I can usually do one or two events a week and then maybe fit in one or two coffees. And really, that's all I can do. I have so many other things on my plate. So all those meetings have to count. And another simple way to really track how you're doing is if you've attended an event or you've gone to coffee or lunch, when you walk away, do you feel energized or do you feel drained? And if it's the latter, it's just something to cross off your list, and it's a relationship that really needs to not go any further.
All right. Those are all very practical pieces of wisdom, Patty, that you've just given us. So I like some of the nuts and bolts that you're sharing with us. Can you give us some more ideas of some other do's and don'ts to help people who want to become more intentional networkers?
Well, I think anytime you go into an event or into a meeting, just stop for just a few minutes. You can do this in your car and just stop and think, what do I want to get out of this? Why am I doing this? What do I hope to experience? What do I hope to walk away with? And you know, keep it, that helps you keep on track, and it also just sets in motion that law of attraction, those things that you can't really explain or measure. The other thing is the way you show up in business, is that congruent with what you want your brand to be? For example, if you're a financial advisor and you expect people to turn their money over to you and to trust you with their finances, are you showing up looking professional, or are you showing up in the Hawaiian shirt and the Birkenstock sandals? And, you know, nothing against people that wear those things, but to me that's not a very congruent message that you're sending.
Oh, now, Patty, you're talking into Ventura County. That's the way we do business, is in our shirts and shorts, you know.
Well, Austin, Texas is the same way, but I have to tell you, that's not credible. I mean, if you want to be considered credible in business, especially if you're in one of the more conservative fields like finance or banking or law or any of those other areas, showing up in a way that is truly congruent with your industry is important. On the other hand, if you're a freelance photographer, then you can show up, you know, looking a little more edgy. So there are definite flexibilities there. And some other examples, I mean, for me, it's amazing how many people show up without their business cards. That is so basic, and yet... you know, I was just at a meeting yesterday, and three or four people that I really wanted to stay in touch with did not have their business cards with them.
Wow.
So that's just a very basic thing that you should always.
It does. That seems like such a block and tackle sort of fundamental that you'd go with. My guest is Patty DiNucci. She is the author of the book, The Intentional Networker, Attracting Powerful Relations, Referrals, and Results in Business. And boy, we're getting schooled. A lot of good information coming out of this conversation, Patty. So thank you for that. One of the things that I noticed about your book is kind of the structure of the book. I thought it was rather odd because it's 9 chapters long. And you look at the beginning of the book, and the, none of the beginning chapters have anything to do with networking. In fact, you save the best for last. I think it's chapter 7 or 8 where you actually get into the nuts and bolts of networking. Why build the book in a way that I would think is sort of backwards?
Well, I wanted to really start at the beginning with people. And when I was working with my publishing strategist, who's actually, her name is Jan King, and she's out there in El Segundo, she walked me through a process and said, you know, Patty, if you were going to consult with someone for an extended period of time, what steps would you take them through to get them to the point where they were extremely referable people? And this is where that came from. I wanted to start at the very basics of knowing who you are and what your purpose was and what are you trying to accomplish. This is what makes this book different. It's a very holistic approach to learning how to become the person that everybody wants to do business with.
All right, Patty. So what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Intentional Networker?
Well, I think it's a book that is a universal field guide. It's a book that can be read cover to cover, or you can pick it up and read this in pieces. I tried to just make it the most valuable book that can be on any business owner's shelf. And again, the word intentional says it all. I mean, be purposeful, be productive, be polished, be ready, be present, just show up like you really care about other people. And starting to do those things and starting to follow the advice in this book will make a difference in your business. In fact, I'm ready to sit down and read it all over again because I know I can always use some of my own advice.
Well, it is good advice. We've been talking to Patty DiNucci, author of the book, The Intentional Networker, Attracting Powerful Relationships, Referrals, and Results in Business. Patty, if people are interested by what they hear and they want to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Yes, absolutely. Go to my website, which is www.intentionalnetworker.com. You can order the book off the website. I'll get it to you in a few days. And you can also sign up for a 4-page networking tip sheet that's extra material that's not in the book. And I would also love it if people would sign up for my blog, where I'll be telling all sorts of stories and sharing more tips about how to be a more intentional networker.
And all of that is on your site, intentionalnetworker.com. Patty, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being our special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, Billy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.